This episode is proudly supported by Music Notes.
One of the things that I'm really passionate about is having singing be a really natural part of a music lesson, a normalized part of a music lesson. For piano students, for a long time, that wasn't the case. And when you finally ask kids to sing or sing something back to you or copy or whatever it was, they would just shrink into a pile on the floor because they didn't want to sing. If you introduce it from the first lesson and normalize it, which we do in this framework, then it just won't be an issue for students later on.
Tim Topham here, and welcome to the Topcast. It's so great to be with you for another week, whether this is your first episode or 292nd episode, and I'm sure there's some of you out there. We are delighted to bring these episodes to you each week and hope you're enjoying them. Today, we've got a solo episode and it's a shorter episode too. And what I'm going to be unpacking on this episode is a quick look at our Notebook Beginners framework. Now, many of you will have heard about it, I'm sure. Some of you will have used it in your studio. And in today's episode, I'm going to be playing the audio from a YouTube video, actually, that I've just created, which unpacks everything you need to know about Notebook Beginners, including what it is, why you might like to try it out, and where you can get started with the first three lessons free. So tune in and enjoy. I hope you get a lot out of today's episode and go and try it out. One of the things that I do hear from teachers as they embark upon a more creative approach to those beginner lessons is, what do I do? How do I do this? I'm not good enough. I'm not creative. How could I possibly do this? And of course, all of that I put to rest, hopefully in this episode. But rest assured that no matter whether you have tried anything off book or creative or improvisationary before, you can do this. And this framework literally walks you step by step through everything you need, gives you all the music you need, all the activities, even the practice work that your students need to do. It tells you exactly what you need to ask them to do each week. So go and enjoy this episode. Hope you like it, and I'll come back to you in a few minutes at the end. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my channel. It's Tim here. And in today's video, we're going to unpack a little bit about Notebook Beginners and talking about what it is, how it can work for your studio, and also about how it came to be. So I've been teaching for a number of years when I first came up with this idea. And what I was finding was that students who were immediately taught to start reading from lesson one, in other words, they come to their first lesson, you say hi, and then pretty much it's like, okay, here's a book. That note there is C, and here is it on the piano, and that note is held for four counts. Let's play some Cs.
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
That's not an uncommon first lesson for a piano student, and it's really bad, and it's the wrong way to do it. Please don't do that anymore if you're still doing that. It's the way I was taught. It's the way most of us were taught. I still remember some of those first lessons. I think I still have the music. It was the John Thompson method, I think, and it was really just not all that much fun. Anyway, what we tend to find with students who take this approach, who we take this approach with in their first lessons is either they don't stick around too long, or they get bored very easily, or even worse, they miss some of the crucial elements of music learning early on in their lessons, which should be about getting a great sense of rhythm and beat and pulse and meter, and be able to sing and chant and recite and copy and improvise. These are the things that should be making up a beginner's first few lessons at the piano. And so that's what I tried to do in creating Notebook Beginners. Basically, Notebook Beginners is a lesson blueprint for creative beginner lessons for students or children age, best age between about 6 to 11 or thereabout. Now, we also have a Notebook Beginners version for preschoolers too. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. I'll tell you a bit more about that later on. But what the research tells us these days is that music is best taught in a similar way to language. And you don't start learning a language by learning to write or read the language. You learn to copy and imitate
And just like babies do, they listen first, lots of listening, and then they start making sounds, they improvise, they babble, and then eventually they'll start to sing or speak, and then they can improvise their own words, and then they might learn to read, and then eventually they'll learn to write. But it's reading and writing is delayed. It's not the first things we expect children to do. And what we find is that when reading is the first thing that happens in a lesson, it really takes the fun out of it. It leads to lack of interest. It's pretty boring for the teacher as well. You know, student comes in, all right, get the method book out, and it's always the same method book, and it might be the one we've used for 20 years because it's just easy. It doesn't lead to building imagination. It's not creative, and you miss some of these aspects of beat and meter and things like that. So what would you do if I took away your method books for the first 5 to 10 lessons with a new student? If you're like most teachers, you'd probably freak out a little and hate me forever and want the method book back. And so that's why I created this framework, because I knew that just suggesting to teachers, well, here's a cool thing to try. Why don't you not try teaching people reading? Just saying that was not going to solve many problems, because we need another framework to follow if the framework we've used for years is taken away. And so that's why I created this. And it just shows you step by step everything you need to know and say and do and teach in 10 comprehensive lesson plans that you can use over 10 weeks. But to be honest, what I often find and what I hear from teachers using this, we've had hundreds, almost actually thousands of teachers using this now, they will tend to one lesson in the framework could well last 2 or 3 lessons with a student. It really depends on how quickly they pick things up and how fast you want to move. Now, one of the other important factors I realized in providing a no-book framework for teachers was that if you don't have any books, what are you going to give kids to do for practice until you see them next week? So one of the things I've really focused on is creating a really structured approach so you can see exactly what tasks you need to assign the child, and they'll be able to do it without the book. And don't worry, there's plenty of fun things they can do week to week without having to worry about a book. All right, so let's go through and take a look at an example, one of these lesson plans from the No Book Beginners framework. So we're going to have a look at lesson 2. It starts with clear objectives and then things to remember. So making sure you remember to practice the accompaniments and the singing and echo play exercises so that you're prepared. I don't know about you, but I've had a few of those lessons where I've got a new method book out and suddenly realized, oh, the accompaniments are all in G flat major because the kids are playing on black keys. And actually, I need to just run through this a couple of times if I'm going to play it well. Have you been in that situation? I definitely have. So then we move on to the main lesson plan. Starts with a get to know you section. I'm sure you're doing that anyway. And we're going to review the sitting position of the student, because in the first lesson, that's one of the important things we cover. We're going to do some improvising on the black keys and also an animal improv. This is so fun. It's just packed with imagination and creativity for the students. It's really good. And it's really quite simple too. We're going to do some rhythm work, some singing and echo playing. We're going to use the frog and snake game. If you haven't checked that out, then definitely look at my other YouTube video, which explains that. It's basically the most simple, fun game if you're in person with a beginner student that you can possibly use. And then we're going to learn a song and we're going to keep a beat. Teachers and students everywhere deserve a sheet music experience that impresses, and that's precisely what you get from musicnotes.com, the largest online retailer of quality sheet music. It's all about the attention to detail with Music Notes. Because they're run by musicians for musicians, Music Notes holds every piece in their catalogue to the highest standards for the best experience from practice to performance. Music Notes has the perfect arrangement for every musician, and every purchase is available right away. No shipping, never out of print, and always in the right key. Simply print from the Music Notes website or use the free Music Notes apps to view your sheet music anywhere. And as an exclusive for our listeners, Music Notes are offering 25% off e-gift cards for a limited time. Visit musicnotes.com/topmusic to claim this exclusive offer. No code required. That's musicnotes.com/topmusic. One of the things that I'm really passionate about is having singing be a really natural part of a music lesson, a normalized part of a music lesson. For piano students, for a long time, that wasn't the case. And when you finally ask kids to sing or sing something back to you or copy or whatever it was, they would just shrink into a pile on the floor because they didn't want to sing. If you introduce it from the first lesson and normalize it, which we do in this framework, then it just won't be an issue for students later on. And I've found out so many of my students have incredible singing voices by asking them to actually sing and giving them a push and a nudge. It's amazing what you can find out there. And singing is so critical to a real sense of musicality. It helps in so many different areas. So this framework does include a fair bit of singing and chanting and reciting and while singing, tapping and keeping beats and things like that. And finally, it finishes with the practice plan and the resources. Now, I've included all the printed scores of the accompaniments. Plus, inside our membership, you can download orchestrated backing tracks for each of the play-along improvisations, and you can share these freely with your students. So, as I said, there's detailed plans for 10 weeks, but it can last a hell of a lot longer if you want to, or you can just pick and choose a few different lessons and jump in and out as you wish. You don't have to follow for all the 10 weeks. You could use the first three and then move to a method book. Now, I've got nothing against method books. Students need to learn to read eventually, and method books are a really great structured, scaffolded approach to reading, whichever method you choose. Yeah, there's obviously pros and cons about different ones. So I'm not against method books. I just don't think they should be used in the first lesson or the first few lessons, preferably. Okay, I want to share some really cool feedback that we've got from teachers over the years who've been using this. Catherine said, taught a first lesson to a new student yesterday, and her mum said, wow, how did you learn to teach piano like this? Is this how you were taught? Because it sure isn't how we were taught as kids. My answer was learning from you, i.e. me, other piano teachers online who have had great ideas for keeping piano fun. A big shout out to Tim Topham for the Notebook Beginners approach. And Susan said, just a note to tell you, thanks for the Notebook Beginner lesson plans. I've used them several times now and really love their flexibility and exploration-focused structure. Today was a first lesson for a young student with Asperger's, and it was a perfect way to get him started and engaged. He wasn't overwhelmed and didn't feel he had to stick to the exact page in a book. We created music together and explored the keyboard. And I have to show you this feedback from Krista. It's so cute. She said, and I wanted to tell you about the six-year-old student I started using the Notebook Beginner framework with. It basically saved this student. His mum was ready to drop lessons because what I was using just wasn't working for him. He just absolutely loves the lessons and I love teaching them. We started exploring the Egypt pentatonic scale. This week, I made a passport for him and caught a picture of him wearing a headdress that he'd actually made. How creative and fun is that for a student? So if you think all this sounds like fun and you'd like to try it out with one of your beginner students or just test it out yourself and explore some of the improvisations and creative activities I've created, then you can actually get the first three lessons free and watch the first three teaching video links as well. We're going to have a link in the description and you can just head to topmusic.co/beginners to get all of the access to that. Even if you've never done anything like this before, I guarantee that you can do it and you will have an absolute ball. And I also guarantee you'll never look back and you'll never open up that method book in the first lesson ever again. Now, the first three free lesson plans that you're able to download at topmusic.co/beginners is just part of a bigger course. So I've actually created a course with me teaching the framework with video at the piano for all of the 10 weeks worth of lessons. So you can actually see exactly what I do, how I do it, the props I use, the way I teach it. Now, if you want to grab all of the course, then you'll need to head over to topmusicpro.com and grab our studio membership. Or you can also buy just the Notebook Beginners course as a one-off course, and we'll put a link to that in the description as well. As I mentioned right at the start, we also have a course in our membership for a preschool version of the Notebook Beginners program. So that takes you step by step in exactly the same way through the entire program, but it's all adjusted down to preschool aged students. It's really great and it works with groups. All of this can work with online lessons as well. Just needs a little bit of interpretation and rejigging sometimes. But all of this, I can guarantee you, will revolutionize the way you approach your beginner piano student lessons. And I cannot encourage you to try it out enough.
Hey, just before you go, make sure you click here to subscribe. And we've got thousands of other videos all on the topic of music education and teaching. So make sure you check out some of those other ones here. And I'll see you in the next video.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and are going to go and grab those three free lesson plans and watch me teach those through the videos over at topmusic.co/beginners. And to all of you who have used it before, I'd love to hear about your experience. We've heard from lots of people. I shared some testimonials in this episode, in fact, but if you've been using it and had success with it, but we haven't heard from you, can you let us know? I would love to hear about it. Just either email us at support@topmusic.co or even better, leave it on one of our Facebook groups. The Top Music Teaching Facebook group would be the best place. And then we can share and we can all learn from it, which would be super cool. Next week, we hear from Emily Dolman, who is Head of Music Education and Pedagogy at the Elder Conservatorium of Music at the University of Adelaide here in Australia. We're going to hear all about her vision of a linked up ecosystem of music teaching and education, and also all about the Open Music Academy. We're going to tell you about that next week. I hope you'll tune in then. I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to The Topcast.
For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.